area. Meanwhile,
Log Talk Radio.
Leaving this city anytime soon. No indications the protests will end anytime soon. I'm Jim Root. Wall Street's numbers down at this hour.
I'm Evan Haining.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see pretty much partly sunny skies day today. At temperatures around 72 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows down to about 57. For Friday, partly sunny skies yet again, a little cooler, around 69-70. With partly cloudy skies for Friday night, lows down to about 55. But for the weekend, more sunshine expected, and the temperatures climbing back up to the mid to upper 70s and 80s returning for Monday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150KKNW.com. That's 1150KKNW.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you. Tune us in and turn us on. And I do have to give a shout out, but first let me say hi to Mr. Benny. Hi, B.
Hi, Pat.
How you be?
I be pretty good. Thanks for asking. Yourself? Yeah, good.
Yeah, so guess what I'm doing?
Uh-huh. What you doing?
So,
the suspense is killing me, by the way.
I know, because I'm trying to think of how to say this. So, I know we do a lot of social media posts,
mm-hmm.
but I rarely do personal posts. And so I got a bunch of emails from listeners asking me how I feel about things because I don't usually talk about, quote, how I feel about things. Although you could tell how I feel about things by the way I talk about things, right? And so they were asking me a question about the coronavirus and masks. And my answer was, I am always going to start, because it's my nature, I'm always going to start with the science of things. It's just my nature to do that. But then it's also my nature not to put all of my eggs into the science basket without honoring the intuition basket. And so they So somebody said to me, well, what science are you looking at? So I responded to one of our hosts who did a post, right? And I responded to that post with a really unusually long Facebook response. But you could tell the science part of me or the researcher part of me was clearly showing up. Because I did this really long post. And I had bullet points in it, and I had references from two studies in it. And I didn't think about it. And I get another email back from someone that says, you have to do more, you have to talk more about this from that perspective, Pat. You know, did you ever think about in your shows you know, because we're on like 9 hours a week or something, creating a segment on that, like where you're giving people updates on the new studies coming out. And, you know, I thought about that, Benny, because just like today's show, the follow-up question to that was, for me, how do you describe what's happening to us now? And my answer was, that was my answer. Death. And they kind of said, well, what? Wow, like death. And I said, not death, perhaps from the way you might be thinking about it, although that is true. But there are parts of us now that are dying. There are parts of us where the way we used to live, Benny, the things we used to do, the day-to-day stuff that used to matter to us seems to be shifting and changing. And my guest today, Dr. Karen Wyatt, today is joining me because this is a conversation that is so important to have. In the scheme of things, when we're faced with the death or the dying off of things, what then becomes important to us? And so I could see the change in myself because I do believe metaphorically and otherwise that there is a transformative thing happening in the world right now, that there's something happening that no psychiatrist, no psychologist, no theorist, maybe some ancient prophets could have predicted. A transformative energy like what's happening now. And if you'd have asked the experts, let's say 6 months ago, let's say 7 months ago, if you'd have asked the experts that humanity across the board would be looking at their very existences differently, 7 months ago, all you could think about is I got to get to the gym, maybe. Or I got to go play ping pong. And today, though, something has shifted. Today, Dr. Karen Wyatt is going to help us understand what those shifts are, why perhaps they're happening, and what are the lessons for living that we can learn from the dying. Today, we're going to talk with her about this, 7 lessons for living from the dying and how to nurture what really matters. Now, I'm going to put the caveat out here, and then I'm going to just turn the ball, just pass the ball over to Dr. Wyatt. Best-selling author, comes to the table, her own podcast, End of Life University podcast. So you could tell this is someone that has dedicated a life to understanding this. Thought leader, transformational leader, but she understands the spiritual principles surrounding illness, death, recovery, you name it. But this conversation today really digs down deep into questions and conversations. Dr. Wyatt, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so happy to join you.
You know, it's interesting. I think we're all looking at life now differently. I know we are, and I'm not talking necessarily all gloom and doom. You know, that answer I gave the other day seemed surprising to people. But I'm somebody that came very close to dying, and I've had a lot of death in my family very suddenly, but. I hope we get the lessons that you're talking about today, right? So I want to ask you, you're here, you have worked with hospice patients, you have been in front of people. And I want to ask you, is the world we're living in today, how do you see those lessons, what you've learned, what you've seen? Are we able to transfer them to our current scenario of living?
I believe we are. I know, as you've pointed out, this is just a historical, unprecedented time that we have never seen before in our lifetimes. And what's amazing, I have seen individuals going through transformative times like this when a loved one has been ill or has died. But this is the first time I've ever seen it when collectively our entire planet is going through the same process at the same time. So it's very profound. But definitely based on all the work I've done and all the people I've been with who have been facing the crises and challenging times in their lives, I'm certain that these lessons will help us, at least help us know where to ground, where do we put our energy, what do we look at, because we're still in the middle of uncertainty. We don't know where we're headed or how this is going to play out. And we really need tools and principles and beliefs in a way to help us get through the limbo period that we're in so that we don't fall into despair.
Yeah, let me talk to you about that. I was also talking with someone who was, I mean, she captivated me when she was sharing where she was emotionally and physically, and she was talking about her parents who, I'm in Washington State. So we're the state that first became one of the hot spots here out of a nursing home, out of an assisted living place, Washington State. We were like the hub of this. I don't know if people remember that far back, but we were it. Kirkland, Washington, right there. Whoa, what's happening? But the conversation that I was listening to was so, for me, I was in awe, because what she was saying is beyond the realm of people dying. She said, we have families now that are living in guilt and in shame. And I mean, she went on to talk about her own experience with her parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't make it. And I thought, wow. And what she started to talk about, and I would love for you to comment on this, she started to say, if we would have only done this, we should have done this, we could have done this. Is that the way we end our last breathing moments?
Well, I relate to that so well, because my whole story began when my father died by suicide. And as a doctor, I spent a lot of time in that space. If only I had done this, why didn't I recognize this? And I lived with that guilt for years and years. And that's actually part of what brought me into doing hospice work in the first place. But as working in hospice and sitting with the dying on their bedsides, I actually found that a lot of people are able to resolve some of those issues at the end of life. They're actually able to find their way to love the people they didn't love before, find their way to forgiveness. And so I have a lot of hope that the dying process is very transformative, and it's a time that's really ripe for us to heal in ways we may not have been able to heal earlier in life. So I look at that process as something, a positive potential for transformation, not just something to be fearful of or to feel gloomy about, as you said.
And, you know, I wanted to bring that up because you and I shared that. You know, my mother committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, honestly, it's very difficult to go through life, especially with something like that on the table for you. But I remember growing up, and my nickname was Pat the Brat. And so you can only imagine what happens when you're that kind of kid and you're aggravating your mom, or you're causing your mom, so you think. And I want to ask you about this. I don't have a lot of experiences like you, and especially the work you do in hospice. That's not my life.